We're on the front porch of the Bunk House. Looks like everybody's awake except for Dan. It's our first morning
Dan
here.
Dan was just out here.
Oh, he was?
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Corby was blocking Dan. Good morning, Dan. You're the only one we haven't talked to yet. How are you?
Oh, no.
Where's our engineer?
Well, he's doing breakfast.
He's cooking.
And Tony is hiding under a bed right now. What number are you on your headset there?
Seven.
Okay, hold on. Let's see here. Dan, let's hear you. I think I hear you.
Let's get the...
There you go.
There he is, eating on the air.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Craig.
Welcome to the front porch. Good to see you. And you're here just in time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by...
Very exciting.
Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
So, first of all, apology to the P1s. I was going to post a picture of Jake in his funny outfit.
Funny.
Shocked us with. Yes, it was funny. You showed up in a...
It was hot.
It was not hot. It was not. As evidenced by that picture that I cannot post. Because it is just... It looks like you have a mangina.
Yeah.
And
it's been a while since I've groomed.
Yeah. It's very 1978 Hustler.
You know, Jer posted a photo of Sean Connery in that movie. I've seen this photo multiple times, but this is about the closest thing to Jake's outfit. Sean Connery wore that.
Oh, my gosh.
Except Jake's is much skimpier.
What,
Jer, what movie was that?
Zardoz.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what Jake was wearing, pretty much.
That's but nothing like less. What Jake was wearing.
But even less.
Yeah, Jake's was a smaller version.
Oh, dear.
So, Dan, did you sleep in the nude?
Sure. Yeah.
How is she going to sleep?
Why not?
That's your deal.
I don't think you're in the... Tap on that mic.
Am I facing the wrong way?
Yeah, it just sounds... Does he sound low to you guys?
Yes. A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, not too bad.
I don't know what's happening.
Bump up seven.
I'll pump you up a little bit.
Energy level is low.
Try that, man.
Where's the Bud Dwyer video that was on last night?
The one that you showed your dog to help him go to sleep all the time?
I've made that change.
What?
To nude sleep.
You have?
Yeah.
All the way nude?
Yeah.
How can you guys do that?
It's so constricting if not.
Yeah, but don't your nuts flap around all night?
You can get testicular torsion
that way. You got to keep them secure.
No one's more obsessed with testicular torsion than you.
I got to admit, I got hung up on that phrase, too, when that wide receiver had it for
Macy
the Cowboys,
Brooks.
And I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Manu Ginobili had it and had to have one removed.
Because of
testicular torsion.
Basketball?
Yes, yeah. From basketball.
So what
it's
is
a
that,
thing.
What does that mean?
Did he save it?
Testicle twist up
and it
cuts off the vas deferens or something?
Cuts off the blood flow to the testicle, and the testicle starts to rot.
Oh.
From the inside.
Yeah. Well, as we saw today, Jake can't even find his testicles these days in that forest.
Yeah. That's rough.
If you have a beard like that, it has to match.
That's what I'm saying. There, He's got matching beards right now. He's grown them both out.
Have you guys been on the door this morning?
No. What's going on with the door?
Look at that.
Gordo took about 10 more swings
what
at
a
it.
Serial killer picture that looks like.
Insulation all over the place.
Maybe we need to post that picture.
God.
That's a beautiful art installation I produced over there. Look at that. Looks gorgeous. You know, the way the axe represents our human consciousness and the door
the
of culture.
Of today's world.
Right there in the axe wound.
Okay.
Yeah. There it is.
He does.
All right, Bob, you want me to pull you up, too, since I'm engineering right now?
Here's the definition. Testicular torsion occurs when a testicle rotates, twisting the spermatic cord that brings blood to the scrot.
Spermatic?
Yes.
And that's what you guys are bringing into play by sleeping in the nude.
I'm not sleeping in the nude.
Not you.
It doesn't say scrot.
It says scrot.
Okay.
He just saved us some time there.
It was the cowboy? Macy Brooks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I got that.
That was like training camp one for
See,
me.
See, everybody remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so
when you
traumatic.
Get testicular torsion, we're going to remember.
What did Art Modell have?
He's had a scratched scrotum.
He tore his scrotum on a coffee table.
Really?
Yeah. Running for the phone.
And
he said
he almost died because he almost bled out.
He was trying
out.
To hurdle a coffee table to answer a phone.
as someone
made of nails,
as someone who has dealt with testicular trauma, I'm not impressed with torsion.
Tell your story.
That's the worst story ever.
Torsion.
All right, it's
give
time.
Me a break.
Hit the theme
Share
song,
Expo. It's my favorite
it's
story.
It's time to play Get to Know,
Corby Davidson.
Ask him about his testicular trauma.
Now, a lot of people may not remember Corby from the Hard Line, but
is this thing back?
No, this is right.
Is this right?
Yeah. Corby, how long you been with the ticket?
27 years, Gordon.
Really unnecessary.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know.
So what made you decide to join the ticket?
I needed a job.
Oh, that's funny. Now, you do a lot of humor on the air.
Uh-huh.
When did you find out that you were so humor?
Man, been a while. Like, I've known that I was incredibly funny since, like, first grade.
What was Van's actual question on that front?
Ask about his ball incident.
So you have the worst ball injury of anyone who's ever been on our airwaves.
Uh-huh. I mock those who have torsion.
Yeah.
Torsion is a walk in the park to you. Like, you would welcome torsion every day.
Yeah. I would welcome the rotting of a testicle.
Jeez.
A
over what
dangling,
you suffered.
Lifeless, rotting testicle over what I suffered over a month-long period.
So set the scrotal scene for us here.
I will not.
You are playing soccer, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're how old?
16.
Okay. And when you left for that soccer match, your testicle was fine.
Both of them.
Both of them were fine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they were.
Did your mom make sure that your testicles were in good shape before you left?
Mommy always checked my testicles before sporting events.
Did you weigh them?
No.
Doug Christie?
I thought it was weird when Mommy would come in to do that, but I've learned as I got older that that's just normal with mommies.
Oh, gosh.
So creepy.
Y'all are the one that has brought back the term mommy.
Yeah, they do say that a lot.
They?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to distance from us.
You?
I don't say mommy.
We're the three Musketeers, all for one.
Mommy. Were you guys playing Eastern Hills? Who are you playing?
Yeah. So when guys
Eldie
play
Bell.
Soccer,
yeah, Bell.
Like professional
Blue
footballers,
Raiders.
That's what I call them. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit more Euro than you guys. When footballers are playing soccer,
yeah,
they don't wear cups, do they? That's not common.
No.
And so you weren't wearing a cup.
No.
16 years of age. You entered that soccer field, but you were carried off.
I was carried off.
And
I don't remember. I don't remember being carried off, but I do remember the incident itself, Gordon. Would you like me to tell it?
Yeah, could you tell us what happened on the ticket?
So we are destroying this squadron. And also, this is the last day of school my sophomore year.
Okay.
All right? And this was not like a sanctioned event. This was our kind of screw around on the side indoor team. Where we would just kind of hone our skills.
Was this a friendly?
It was a friendly. That's a great way to put that. My mommy wasn't there, though.
To make sure that your balls were okay.
Right. I had a car, and so I was able to drive myself there. And so last day of school, we're all fired up. There was some talk about maybe having a couple of beers before the game. But
you're 16.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was done such a
You are what's wrong with America. Seriously.
Yeah. Yep.
Just classless. Ne'er-do-well.
So, the game starts. We score a couple of quick goals, and there's only about, fast forward to the end, there's only about a minute left in the game, and we're up like 6-1. And the other squadron was none too pleased. And someone passed the ball to me. I kind of trap it. It's bouncing a little bit, not very high at all. And another human being on the other team runs up and full wind up with his right leg. And I'm like, what is he trying to do? And he does not go for the soccer ball. He kicks me right in the nuts with his toe, his soccer toe.
Oh, so not even the flat of the top of his foot.
The toe.
Was it a bicycle kick?
No. It lifted me off the ground.
And have you ever thought about it?
The next thing I know, I'm coming to with my team surrounding me.
Oh, God, yes.
Stop. Saying, you need to get up and go kick his ass.
So what
but
you
did couldn't
you,
move.
When, as soon as he hit you, did you see stars? Or did you do you even remember pain at that point?
No. When I woke up, I was like, I'm looking around and I'm sweating so profusely because I'm going into shock, basically. I was kicked so hard down there.
Were you engorged?
What? No. What do you... So, anyway...
Yeah, that was a fair question. Oh, okay. We're hearing now it's a fair question.
So, I'm like, I can't... they're telling me to get up. I'm like, I can't move. And I'm starting to feel the vomit come on, you know, because that feeling.
Yes.
But it's it is the intensity of 1,000 racks. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know how you just get flicked with a finger down there and you're like, oh! Well, just multiply that times 1,000, and that is the pain that I'm in, and the pain will not go away. And so, as
you couldn't drive home, right?
Oh no! Matter of fact, a parent on the other team.
Oh yeah.
Drove me home because
a mommy or a daddy?
A daddy.
Oh.
A daddy.
Oh yeah.
A daddy. Not a hot mommy.
No, not a hot mommy.
A daddy.
And in the car, I'm passing out. I'm coming to. I'm passing out. I'm coming to. Like it's awful. And
Came to how many times in the car?
I woke up and passed out multiple times. Multiple times. And so I get home. By that time, someone had called my parents and told them of the incident. And so my dad was...
What happened to your car? Did they just push that into a lake or something?
No,
rid of it?
The dad drove me in my car.
Getting rid of evidence.
Right.
To a lake.
My dad, the dad on the other team drove me, and his wife drove their car behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then they went home, and so we went straight to the hospital, and there's really nothing you can do. There's not like...
For a rack.
For something of that, severe. Now, like they talked about removing the testicle and all that.
God. Yeah. Because it was swollen.
They did
to the
talk
size
about
of
that?
What?
Well, so the swelling was gradual. So the next, they just gave me a ton of pain pills. And, you know, my mom was having the conversation with the doctor, and I could hear, she was like, is he going to be able to have children?
Can you please cut his balls off? Please cut his balls off.
I'm tired of checking his balls every day. Can you get rid of them?
And you're just laying in the hospital bed, in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
With your feet in the stirrups.
With your feet in stirrups, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And how big did the ball get?
They've dilated your bottom.
What?
He has a gonad the size of a watermelon.
And so, within 48 hours, it was softball size.
Damn!
Just one of them or both of them?
Well, the whole thing was, the whole area was swollen,
And
then that particular one was enlarged to softball size, and it was purple and black, like, all over.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That is the worst.
So, it doesn't end.
We got to get to the part about the wallet.
Purple. And it starts eating itself, didn't it?
This is my favorite part.
So, after a couple days, we have to go back to the emergency room because the swelling won't go down, and the doctor says...
And your mom had been tending to it this whole time.
New shorts and everything? Shining it.
Cold compress. Shining it. Buffing it. Waxing it.
Right.
Putting little funny hats on it.
Uh-huh. Putting...
Drawing...
She'd put mommy with
Senior hair. Wences mustaches on it.
Yeah. So the urologist said, look, we have to drain this right now.
And then he gets on his knees.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
He put on the Jake outfit.
He's putting knee pads on in the Jake outfit.
And
doctor,
and
please, I don't think
so. But the doctor did say, he was like, we have to do this because it's going to go into,
it's going to explode.
Yeah. Sepsis and all that crap. And mm-hmm. I was like, right now. He's like, right now. And he reached in his pocket, handed me his wallet.
No.
And he goes,
and then got out the knee pads.
He goes, bite down on this.
That is not a real doctor.
Does not seem sanitary.
It's so old west, isn't it?
This is made up detail.
Not.
Did he give you a shot of whiskey too?
At all.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. And then funk.
So no painkiller. No.
I was on a painkiller.
But he didn't administer
local
anesthetic or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And did you watch him draw the alien fluid into the syringe?
Well, Gordon, when the needle went into my testicle, I passed out.
So he drained not the scrotum, but the actual testicle that had swollen up.
I guess, yeah.
No,
the needle went into the testicle.
No, it just went into the scrotum.
Yeah.
Because you passed
out. To relieve
out,
the edema.
Know. No.
God, I hate that.
That's horrible.
That story.
And so you pass out, so your mom has to watch him as he turns the syringe to his mouth. And
oh, my gosh.
Dude.
I don't think that happened.
Still laughing, really.
Don't encourage him.
You don't need to lie. Look, just because you're a rookie, you don't have to.
Showing off for the rookie.
This is great for your skin.
He did show me the aftermath, though.
Really? The syringe that was full of.
Yeah.
Ugh.
God.
And then it was.
And did you accidentally swallow the wallet or something like that?
No, I didn't swallow a wallet. It was a month at least to recover. And all I did was lay on the couch, ice pack, you know, pain
pills. Your balls sat in the easy chair next to the couch.
Yeah, right. It was the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah. And then eventually the swelling went down. And then you know what? I had two beautiful children.
Oh,
right.
Did you ever get them tested to find out which testicle they came from?
Thanks to Wallet Doctor. no, I don't think you can do that, Gordon.
But from that
girls come from one testicle and boys come
what
from
an
the other.
Odd question to ask the doctor.
We're really close to the RAN right now.
From that wreckage came two beautiful kids.
Yes.
Now,
will you email Wallet Doctor and ask him which testicle your kids came from?
I go back to work because I worked at a golf course and. And my job was to pick the range up. My job was to clean the carts and all that. And so I waited 6 weeks or so to go back to work. The first day that I go back to work is when I was chipping balls back onto the range that were hit wayward. And there was one guy on the range. And I was about 100 yards away from him. And I just hear this.
A
and
terrible
it
sound.
Smashed me in the temple.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the nuts.
No.
At that point, yeah, you take it to the temple at that point.
And, I went right back to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a bad summer.
Wow.
It was a really, really rough summer.
That is the worst sound you could. I've heard that sound three or four times.
The whiz sound of the golf ball?
Yeah, and I wake up with my.
So you went to the same emergency room?
Yeah.
Was that the call to
the same wallet doctor?
You again?
I had to get sewed up.
Misunderstand and drain your testicle.
And that was the
call to your mom.
Yeah, where the pro out there at the golf course, Orchard Riverside golf course out on 360, and the pro, who's a good friend of mine now, he was only like 4 years older than us, pro in quotation marks. He called found my parents because we had to go like to the hospital or whatever. And so my parents were at a party. And they track
celebrating the testicle incident.
Right. They track down where they were and find my mom. And they're like, something's wrong with Corby. And she's like, hello? And my buddy goes, Mrs. Davidson, it's Greg. Something terrible has happened to your son. And she's, oh, my God. You know, just freaking out.
Oh, what a terrible opening line.
Oh, yeah. I know. Freaking Gardner. So, yeah, that's my 6 weeks of hell. In 1980.
And then thank you for sharing.
Wasn't it like a week later that you got busted in the illegal gambling hall and made the paper?
That was a few years later.
Okay.
2 years.
What was the time where you got arrested for pot?
What's next?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a long story.
True. Corby, thank you for sharing.
Anytime.
Gordo, thank you for the corner.
The story with the girl and the smell.
9:37 on the ticket. Coming up next, more back porch fun from the Bunkhouse.
The Woodford Reserve.